So we're in the middle of discussing this very complicated question about sota vadai, sota safek. We're trying to show that both sota vadai and sota safek are, potentially, again, one perspective is, simple perspective, is that there's something called sota vadai. And, is a very reasonable, standard kind of halacha. It doesn't transcend itself, let's say. Tuma ke'erva, according to that perspective, would be a very limited gilui milsa, like a remez, maybe a davar mesuyam dafka b'yibo, but it wouldn't have other implications. And safek sota, even though, let's say, we're machmir, so maybe we're machmir because of raglaim l'davar, based on, kinu yistira and the added potato of kinu yistira, if afal pichein there's kinu, if there's stira after kinu, and so on. So there is a way to look at sota to, let's say, minimize both sota vadai and sota safek. And what we've been seeing, though, is that, and even the din of, safek kevadai will be out of, chomer and out of raglaim l'davar, but it'll have its limitations. What we're trying to show is that there's a lot of evidence, both for sota vadai and for sota safek, independently, that they are more than what they seem. And that the way that plays out is in sota vadai, to expand tuma ke'erva beyond yibum, or even if it applies to yibum only, it still applies to yibum only, maybe because that's the only or best nafkamina, not because like it's a gzeres hakasuv, that applies, narrowly to yibum, and has no application or consequences elsewhere. More likely even than that is that there would be consequences and nafkamina, and maybe even that it's a very pervasive din in sota vadai. And that's where we got to things like Kehari Bayabor and, understanding, better, that the kid, Chafadimion, really is more, Ke'erva in terms of Chalitza, and things of that sort. But in addition to that, or connected to that also, maybe the idea that there is, that the Yediyah Badais, is something that, adds. There are certain dinim that without a Yediyah Badais, they can't exist because, as I said the other day, certain dinim of stature require not just that you kind of, consider the odds or the possible scenario of, or even, in a case where you can create a biman of shach, which is even a stronger, consideration, but nonetheless, it's just, the absence of knowing bivadai, is something that erodes or that undermines, the stature part of that particular halacha. I think that's one explanation for like an expanded role of yediyah or vados. And then the other one is what I was saying before, that sometimes there are certain dinim, especially if they are more perception driven, so then, in its own right, again, these two might overlap. It could be that perception is a part of stature. But, in this case, particularly the idea of, of this, person who was a mezana, bogedes, et cetera, it being definitive, catapults, the status. So that's on the sota vadai side of things. And again, the tuma ke'erva's expansion, of course, part of all that. On the sota safek, perspective, in addition to being, a safek or a stronger safek, you have all the other ideas where safek sota is a chalos, just being in that situation is something that's already toxic to a marriage, or in some cases constitutes a mini begida, things of that sort. And then again, how far do you push that? Because we do say safek kevadai, and what about malchus? What about distinguishing between different applications of this Safek Kivadai, like if it's a scenario thing, like, you know, we're Tola L'Chumra, then, you know, obviously you shouldn't be Michalik, or if you are Michalik, it would be between L'Chumra and L'Kula, but it wouldn't be, you know, if you're going to be Machmir, you should be Machmir and everything. If we find that, you know, Safek Sota, you know, even beyond all of that, you know, still is treated in a different way, that Kinu Stira, let's say, has some, you know, formalistic, you know, elements. So that's a lot of the Chronim discuss, like, oh, what happens, you know, to, or Sameach discusses this, and Reb Chaim discusses it. Like, if you're Mochel on the, you know, on the Kinui, you know, after the fact, you know, so it didn't change the Raglayim Ladava or the Begida, the Shas Maisa, you know, but, you know, let's say, you know, if that works, or if it's possible that that works, so that, you know, would be an example where the Mechayiv, let's say, of Kinyu Stira, you know, is neutralized, even though the Raglayim Ladava is not. Or if we just find that there are certain dinim, you know, that are treated as less than a Safek, you know, not... you know, usually we try to figure out, since, you know, Safek is Kivadai, we're Machmir and Safek Sota, so this is what we've been really, you know, kind of struggling with. So, you know, mostly it's all in one direction, but the idea that it's also in the other direction, and then you have two things going on at the same time. It's less than a Safek, and it's, you know, Safek Kivadai. Like, how could that be? So that has all the hallmarks, however you want to describe it, of a din. Of, you know, a legal status, you know, which doesn't mean it's completely disconnected, you know, from the likelihood of znuas or the possibility of znuas and so on, but obviously that affects it, and especially if you zero in on this idea, you know, that, you know, yichud, you know, is not, you know, oser, because there's a chazaka, all the things that the Achronim, including Reb Chaim, you know, point out. So then having, you know, both of these things at the same time, you know, makes for a very fascinating issue. So anyways, our sugya very much accentuates, you know, all of this, both the possibility that Safek Sota, you know, is treated, you know, as a kind of a vadai, and not just in a resolution of Safek way, but in terms of Yibum, you know, Chalitza, Yibum, etc. As well as, you know, being less than, you know, Safek, actual Erva. And that itself could be a function either of this, you know, approach that it isn't really a Safek, or it's less than a Safek on some level, or the approach that, you know, the Vadai catapults, you know, the status of Tuma Ke'erva, so that it, you know, by definition, you can't have a Safek, even the Hachmir, you know, Kivadai, or even just what you would normally, you know, even the normal consequences of a soft Safek, you know, when it comes to Erva, because, you know, Erva just doesn't apply in no circumstance. So that's kind of what we're at, and seeing the expressions of that. We talked about the you know, the various positions, the Rosh in particular, the argument with Tosis, the argument between the Rajba and Bali Tosis about Chalitza, which we'll get back to in just a second. The argument, of course, you know, between the Rambam, you know, and definitely the understanding of the Achronim, but possibly already some of the Rishonim, and that is with regard to Tzara in Safek Sota. So these are all issues that are connected, you know, to all of this. I just want to make one comment based on what David pointed out to me before the shir, and that is that I was suggesting that according to the Rush and the Lecha Mishnah's reading of the Rush, even more so, that according to the Ravid, even Safek Sota, you know, might be Mufkam Bi Chalitza, even Safek Sota might be Mufka Mechalitza, if, you know, you think that it's a straight Machlokas HaSugyas between the Sugyan Yavamos and the Sugyan Sota. So David pointed out correctly that that would be hard to read into our Gemara, since the Gemara asks from Safek Sota. So my answer to him was that, if, of course, if you read the Gemara like the Ra'ah and like the Me'iri, so then the question from the Ravid is not from Chalitza, the question is, you know, from Tzara and Yibum. So I just want to point out that, you know, the whole point is that the Ramban and that the Rush are reading the Ravid, you know, as arguing that it's a Machlokas HaSugyas. So, you know, how would you say that? The answer is there's no stira between saying both of those points. But I do think he's right that in the Rush it's very possible that I overstated the Safek Sota part, you know, being also Mufka Michalitza. You don't need to say it for sure. But there's nothing wrong with saying that there's a total Machlokas HaSugyas. And the reason I got it that way is because the Rush emphasizes, and the Lecha Mishnah, you know, expands it even more, that, you know, the Ravid holds there's never a distinction between Badai and Safek Sota. The only thing is a Machlokas HaSugyas, you know, whether or not everything is, you know, B'chalitza B'li Yibum, or everything is Mufka from both Yibum and Chalitza, and Chalitza and Tzara, etc. But I think his Ha'ara is a good Ha'ara, which might mean that maybe the Rush didn't mean this on the Safek equals Vadai in Yavamos. He just meant on the Sota part. However, all I'm just pointing out is that if you do hold like the Ra'ah and the Me'iri, and you still think that it's a Machlokas HaSugyas, you know, then you could have your cake and eat it too, and then you could even conclude that Safek Sota is Mufka Michalitza. Just to also point out that in the Tosas Chag Mikamoi, and the Chag Mikamoi, what is it? On here, on Yud Aleph, one second, on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, they don't have it here, one second, or Yud Aleph Amud Beis, they also have the interpretation of the, I'm not finding it here, maybe they don't have it in this Gemara. So they don't print the Chag Mikamoi in all the Shasas? Well, anyways, they have the same interpretation of the, that's a, it's from the Chachmei Provence, and basically it's also a suggestion that basically it's a Machlokas HaSugyas. It's what? Yeah, so, but the only thing is, he paskins the opposite way. You have that?
Yeah, he quotes out of Gemara, and then he says, Mir Rav Yosef, Sreli Netzricha Chalitza, Afilo Sota Vadayis, Kevnilu Yisla Baal Bayet, Hashnami Tubay Chalitza, the Hakish Amir Le Rav Yosef, Parakam De Sota. Rav Yosef, Loshani Le Bit Sota Vadayis, Vasafik Sota, the Tarvayu Tumma Oksibu.
I mean, there's no difference whatsoever between Safek and Vadai Sota.
Right.
So it's exactly that suggestion, except that the Psak is the opposite. That's exactly how the Rush and the Ramban read the Ravid, but they say that the Ravid paskins like Sota, not like Yavamos. It's exactly the same interpretation. Right, but the psak isn't according to with Yavamos. Okay. Anyways, so these are the suggestions that we made. So I just wanted to mention Rabbi Kivager in this light, because Rabbi Kivager also kind of connects the Rush to the Rambam, and it's the same Rabbi Kivager that we had been discussing. Okay. Just let me know when it's really like a couple of minutes before we need to go down, because my watch still does very, I'm trying to figure out why it does what it does, but, you know, it has like very random, you know, discrepancies, so I'm just you know, yeah. So Rabbi Kinegar here says as follows. I read part of this already because we were, you know, discussing the broad question, which I want to get back to for a few more minutes. What about Rashi, you know, on Vav Amud Aleph in Sota, and what about the Mishnah Melech and the Re-Galant, you know, here about Sota Vadai, you know, and the Parashas Drachim, you know, about, you know, Ase Balav. You know, it comes up a bunch of times, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. You know, namely, when do you apply Esh Esach in a situation, you know, where for other reasons there's no Yibam. So Rabbi Kinegar here, you know, quotes that. Why is he quoting it here? Because he wants to connect it to this other Ha'ara of the Rambam. So he says, I'm in Rabbeinu, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, Chismam Revitzar Chiyun, V'Achar Ha'iyun, meaning the question of the Keset Mishnah. How can the Rambam says that Safek Sota is Chaybe Krisus? Right, I already suggested something else about that, but after all, it isn't Chaive Krisus. It's, you know, it's not Tuma Ke'erba, and, you know, it, well, one would think it's not Chaive Krisus. But Achara Iyon, Nielar Staiti, Desvile Rabbeinu, Devadai Hasota Tricha Lahashgosa, Ein Hatam Da Surali Yavam, the Suffolk Erva, the Shema Zinsa, basically very close to Rab Chaim, meaning don't think that a Sota Suffolk, which requires Hashka'a, is Osir Liyabim on the basis of Suffolk Erva, Shema Zinsa, Dimken Gam Tsarasa, Tia Suffolk Tsaras Erva. Right? Exactly, you know, the issue that troubled everybody with the Rambam. Ela vadai de lo mikri erva klal. Okay. Ukadamri to the MS, right, Bereish Sota. Tamach tamim acherim. But why does the Gemara, when it's trying to explain that there's no Yibum in Safek Sota, why doesn't it just say, because it's Safek erva? Instead, the Gemara gives all these other reasons, four other reasons. Is it four? I think so, right? Four other reasons? Yeah. Right? Hadalom is Yavemes. The Kachu mi'ikar din Torah, the Choletzes v'lom is Yavemes. Right? Moreover, right, it's Choletzes v'lom is Yavemes. You know, if it had been, you know, Safek Erva, maybe it wouldn't be that way. Mishum hachi yesh lomar, the im miyavma chayiv kares, the kolden bidina aser lo liyavma have eishes achshelo b'mokom mitzvah, v'tzarasa misyavemes, ki v'tzricha chalitza lo mikri tzaras erva. U'mizeye shraya, v'lifshot sveiko damishol melech b'prashas drachin. Right, Belmana Lakoin Godloman and Isuid Ibn Torah Chaletas Lomis Yavemes, Im Yavama, Im Yibma, Im Chayev Kares, Yeshlama Kivit and Tricha Chalitza, Paka Mimena Isar Eshes Ach. Ulfid Varenu, right, Nifshat the Chayev Kares, Dare, Besota Tricha Chalitza, Bidaraisa, Velpa Pikain, Chayev Kares, Im Yibma, Kemosha Kasav Rabbeinu. So basically what he's saying is, you know, like Rab Chaim, that there isn't really a Safek HaShakul of Tumah. Because if there was, then we wouldn't need the other reasons of the Gemara. Right? But, at the same time, what he's saying is very important, and that is the other reasons of the Gemara then turn out to be not technical reasons, but fundamental reasons why there's no Yibum. Meaning, Rabbi Kinegar is taking the position, like the Rush, mostly, right? Which is, there's no Safek Tumah Ke'erva here against Tosas. Again, Reb Chaim is saying something similar, but for in a slightly different way. But what he's saying is, as far as the, you know, Parashas Drachim, Mishnah LeMelech, Rashi, as far as that question is concerned, namely, do you get Eshes Ach when there is Chalitza, namely some element of Zika, but there is no Yibum? Do you have Eshes Ach, yes or no? So, again, you could have said, let's say you took a very strong Dechuya perspective in general. You could say, well, we don't really care. As long as there's no mitzvah, even if it's for more technical or more peripheral reasons, it doesn't make a difference. In the end of the day, you have Eishes Ach ready to swoop in, right? Iser derachiv alei or derevia alei. That's a language that, you know, the Dechuya people, you know, prefer, you know. So if you take a Dechuya approach in general, I'm not saying you have to say this, but you're more likely to think that the reason why there's no Yibum Daraisa is less significant, or how peripheral or fundamental that reason is less important than the reality that it isn't so. Because, you know, again, if you take a Huitra approach and you use language like, you know, Parach Mimenu or Nistalek Mimenu, you know, Iser, Eshesach, Mishas, you know, Misa, in a situation where there's, you know, at least the potential, you know, so then it's more of an open question. And then you might say, well, it depends why there's no Yibum, not the fact that there's no Yibum. And then you might be inclined to, you know, each time to try to figure out, like, Lemaisa, there's no Yibum, you know, or it's a real Pagam, let's say, in the Ishus. Like, there's no forced Yibum, you can't force Yibum, and therefore there is no Yibum. We'll get back to that point in a minute, too. Or, what is it? You know, how, central is the Hafka? So what Rabbi Kadeger is saying is that if the Yibum, what he's trying to, like, you know, accomplish two things at the same time. So what he's basically implicitly saying is, if the reason that there was no Yibum in Safek Sota, right, was because it's a Safek Tuma Ke'erva, right, then maybe that wouldn't be a reason, you know, for there to be Kares of Eishes Ach, because the whole thing is just a Safek. But since, this is a little bit ironic, you might have thought, well, I mean, the more you think it's like Safek Kevadai, you know, maybe that's something, you know, fundamental. But he's not working with that. I think you could have said that. But he's not working with that. He's saying, you know, if it still would be Safek, you know, and therefore, a Safek is not a reason to trigger Eishes Ach, you know, because of the Lemaisa Befoal inability of the Yibum. Right? However, he says, if it's, this is the irony, but it's so good, right? If Vadai, there's no Safek, or it's not Midin Safek Erba, you know, but then there are other reasons, then those other reasons emerge as Dinim of Vadai for Yibum. They're not Midin Safek. And therefore the exclusion, you know, since it's a Vadai, you know, La'acher, below liyavam, it's livnos velo listor, you know, the kal v'chomer, you know, those, you know, kinds of considerations, you know, those emerge now not as things that buttress, you know, suffek, you know, kevadai. It sounds like in their own right, or to use, you know, to bolster this with Reb Chaim and the other achronim, like, you know, Yichud doesn't have the ability to remove the Cheskas Heter, right? So, you know, from that point of view, there's no real Safek, you know. Or you could have said, even if there is a Safek, but the, you know, that's not the reason for, you know, for the Chisaron of Yibum. The Chisaron of Yibum is these specific Dinim. So these Dinim aren't Sfekos. These dinim are dine vadai, but implicitly what Rabbi Kadeger is saying is that a safek sota is a vadai problem of la'achar v'lo liyavam, meaning, you know, he couldn't continue living with her under these conditions, you know, and therefore whether it's because of stepping into the marriage or because of the implied toxicity of the marriage until you know for sure that she's innocent, or until there's a matir, right? So there's a serious problem. And the same is true with the Kal V'Chomer, and the same is true with the, you know, presumably the Stov Lo Livnos. So what Rav Kveger is saying is, you know, that the reason for the Rambam's Kiddush, right, is also something that highlights Safek Sota, not as a Safek, not as a soft Safek with a, you know, terrible, you know, 50% downside of Erva, but as something that is a Chalos Bifnei Atzmo. So it's a Chalos Bifnei Atzmo, and it's a Vadai Pagam for Yibum, then Kahai Gavna, right, you're going to get Eish HaSach. And that's exactly what he says. In the second piece also, he has the Mishul Melech, for Isli Latosis Mishul Lamidim, the Petura Medechalitza, El Betuma. He says, Lo Yadati Mai Kashalei Lagaon. Okay, that part doesn't interest me so much. Vimkein Af Betuma Mai Ribisafek. Mikomokum, he says, Atuma, Shebeloshen Lab, Lo Nema, Rak Bevadai. Any odea mokum the farish di braytosis b'derech acher, mad hiksha tosis the hechi parech perakam the sota velo tirtzu kintatir it's harash, meaning that, you know, the lav, you know, is necessary for the din of tuma ke'erva, and that the suffek is not a suffek tuma ke'erva, it's a vadai ein tuma ke'erva. Hainu de svirale de after tuma belashan lav. Siv rak bevadai tuma, mikomokom hechi dinistera, kiven de imkami shmaya galya dinivala hi asura olav letuma, de beloshem lav imkemi mela havelufanina safek erva. So he's actually putting his finger also on that issue, you know, exactly on this question of, you know, what level of safek is there, you know. You know, both in terms of it being a chalos, as well as it, you know, being something that doesn't or does qualify still for safek erva. Okay, so that's Rabbi Kiveger's.
In Rabbi Kiveger, do we have to say that when he calls it, you know, it's a safek of erva, that in that case also there wouldn't be Isis Akshulabaka mitzvah? Meaning it seems like we're saying if you're treating it like a Safek Erva.
I think the whole thing that he's trying to say is that it's not a Safek. If it had been a Safek, then the Gemara would have said there's no Yibum because of Safek, and it wouldn't have needed these other things. And since it's not a Safek, you know, objectively, you know, that's also why the tzara can be misyavemes, right? Because the dinim in the only yibum problem for safek sota are the dinim on heomid beis and vav amid aleph in sota, and none of those dinim are erva, or none of those dinim exclude tzara, even though all of those dinim vadai exclude yibum.
I mean, just a clarification. It's not to say that, it's not to exclude the fact that if we did treat it like erva, he's saying we're not doing that. But if we did treat it like something erva, that would also be an iser kari too, right?
If we treated it as safek erva, as just a safek, I think what does this have to do with justifying the Rambam view that safek sota is a kares? You know, mimela. So I think what he's saying is, if we were looking at this as safek erva, without, as a soft safek, let's say, not as a hard safek, but by which I mean, like, you know, we're trying to really, we don't know, you know, really whether she's totally innocent or whether she's totally guilty. Okay, and for that reason, we can't proceed with yibum misafek. So I think what he's saying is then the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim would not be sensible. Because even though befoal you can't do Yibum, there's no din that excludes you from Yibum. There's only a Safek. And therefore, it's not Kaivek Rhesus, it's Safek Kaivek Rhesus, or even less. I think it's exactly what he's saying. Otherwise, there's no connection between these two points. I mean, he starts off by saying, what I'm saying is Rabbi Knager is, number one, developing, you know, a perspective to Safek Sota, and he's telling us that that perspective, as opposed to the one that he's rejecting, is decisive regarding a second question, you know, and that is the broad question of, can you have chalitza, right, but no yibum, you know, without there being Eish HaSach? The answer is yes. So then what does it depend on? It depends on how fundamental the reason for the lack of yibum is. And that I think, is exactly what he's saying. Okay. Yeah.
Isn't he just saying that if Sota was just mizan suffix, then we wouldn't have necessarily found a case where you had a non-real krisos, non-real tuma erva, that has chalitza, but still has kares of Eish HaSach?
Say that one more time.
Maybe I'm confusing myself. I'll go back.
Okay. Anyway, that's Rabbi Knager. So I want to get back just to the Rajba for one more second, just to answer Binyamin. I don't have an answer for the stira in the Rajba, as I said the other day, meaning the Rajba on, I think I understood Binyamin, so he'll tell me again. But Binyamin was troubled by the fact that the Rajba on Daf Chaf says that the chalitza problem is a dinva, that the chalitza issue in Safek Sota is doraisa, is a badai din, and he compares it, as we saw, to other dinim, and yet at the same time, you know, he holds like the Balei Tosfos, that Safek, that Sota Safek is a badai, is a Safek Kibadai halacha. And the Rajba, like Tosis on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which is why I thought why we got into that, actually holds that you're actually Lokan Safek Sota, because we're Machmir as if it's a Vadai. So how does that more like, oh, we're Poshate the Safek Lechumra, how does that, fit in, with the conclusion that the chalitza is not b'torah safek, but it's b'torah zvadai? Remember, when we say that chalitza b'torah zvadai, what we're saying is there is zika. So, what we're basically excluding, right, is the tzad hasafek, right, that she was mezana. So how can you say safek kevadai she was mezana and even mean it to the point of malchus, right, but at the same time, consider that there is a Zika here, right? Is that what you were bothered by? Now, there's another problem in the Rajba, and that is that, he also, goes with Tosis on Yud Aleph, and that is that the Chalitza is Betoras, seemingly Betoras Safek. So that part I don't have the answer to. But on the other part, just to make clear, I think it's much easier to solve that problem if you think, not like Reb Chaim so much and Rabbi Knager, that the problem of Safek Sota is that it isn't even a real Safek, as much as if you want to say more like what I'm suggesting the Rush was about, and that is that the din of Tuma Ke'erva, is only Bavadai, meaning in the two options, which, sometimes aren't even mutually exclusive, right? And that is, is it possible that, Tuma, that Sota Vadai is more than its Vadai-ness, in other words, catapults it even further? That's one question. And the other one is, Safek Sota is a Mechayiv of Kino Yustira or whatever, and we treat it as less than a Safek with regard to certain demons. So I think it's harder to say that in the Rajba and Tosfos, especially if there's Malkus, because it does seem like, that is de-emphasizing, the chalos or the din part of Safek Sota. I don't think it has to be, but because again, Malkus, is based, you know, not on being a suffek sota. Malchus is based on, you know, actually being poshe l'chumra. Part of the charm in the Rambam, we'll get to the Rambam in a second, but or the other Tosasin, you know, Tosasin sota chavkasam and aleph, and the Rebbe Kivager points out here as well, you know, later on, samach tes, is that, you know, what we could say is, you know, we're poshe, you know, l'chumra, but it remains a suffek, you know. And in some cases, you know, we want to say that it's even less than a suffek. So the point I'm trying to make is, I think there is that, you know, not, I don't think it's impossible to have that combination, but I do think it's difficult. But what I think the answer would be, or what would be better to say for the Rajba, is that the Vadai is more than a Vadai, meaning the idea of it, as opposed to the possibility of it, is something that catapults it to Tuma Ke'erva. So that even if Sota, you know, is treated as Safek Kevadai as really like a reconstruction, like we're poshate, you know, that it happened, as much as we're poshate that it happened, right, we're lacking Yediya Vadois. So if it isn't the Maisa's Nus alone which creates Tuma Ke'erva, but it's also the acknowledged, you know, verification of it, you know, and, you know, now, like, why should that be? No, I mean, if it's going to be in anything, you know, it makes sense to be here, as we discussed, because it isn't Erva, right? And it isn't fully Erva in terms of, you know, the Hemsheich of Tzvitzas Kiddushin, and in terms of, you know, Chayvei Krisus, and in terms of, you know, Parshas Achrimos. So the idea that, oh, this gets catapulted, you know, into a kind of Tumah Ke'erva, you know, only, you know, because, you know, not only Kamei Shmaya Galya is it that way, but, you know, it's also Kamei, you know, Bnei Adam, you know, Galya, you know, as a fact, makes sense. So then I think that would be more helpful for the Rashi. But that doesn't solve the, and then you could explain that, yeah, the Chalitza is B'toras Vada, meaning, when you have Safek Sota, right, we're not really, we might be considering the possibility as a Safek that maybe through his Vadai's Nus, right, but the Vadai's Nus is not what is responsible for excluding Chalitza. It's the Vadai's Nus, you know, Hayadua, you know, which does that. And that you don't have, even if you're poshate, Safek Kevadai L'chum. Okay. The only question is, how would that fit in to another Rajba? Sorry. But, and that's, that Tani correctly pointed. I have it in my, on my list, but I was going to leave it for a little bit later. And that is, well, he has a he quotes a language of Tosas. But in the context in which he's quoting it, right. But in L'Hakel, L'Lachmir sounds, to me it sounds that way. I mean, in Tosis, and it sounds that way. If you're going to say that it's a Din Vadai, you know, then there's a stronger thing to say about it. It's like it's Vadai, there's a Vadai Zika here. You're not going to just say that the Safek, you know, is not Kevadai, right? Because it's more than that. It's Vadai. Now again, why could it be that? Because Tuma Ke'erva is the Chiddush in terms of excluding Zika. Not necessarily Safek, you know, according to the Tzad Safek that she was Vadai Zan. I'm just saying the language, both of Tosos and of the Rajba quoting Tosos here, but which is why it doesn't bother me so much. I think he's pretty much just writing over Balei Tosos, and then later on he's refining it in a different way. But there is another Rajba which either fits or doesn't fit, and that I want to speak about for another couple of minutes as well. And that is based on the Sugya on Chav. I don't know why I keep doing that. It's so strange. Okay. Okay, that means for sure Freudian. No question. What?
Brachos.
I guess the guilt is just so.
That's why there's no.
Like, I'm trying to outlet it on Tuesdays, but I guess it isn't enough.
That's why there's no Tosas Chad Mekmai.
What?
That's why there's no Tosfos Chav Mei Kamayim.
Ah, that's very good. I mean, I impugned the whole this whole edition. Yes, I take it back. Okay, that would explain it. Yeah. Okay.
I thought we could learn brachas for Adar.
What?
I thought we could learn brachas for Adar.
Adar. I don't know. I mean, the truth is, you know, you might have ruined that for me, you know, with your excellent, you know, werewolf, which probably should be mailed out, I think. I think we should mail it out for sure. It's amazing.
Okay.
Shai's, you know, joined the ranks of Poskim and, you know, has combined both the, you know, the language and also the... you know, the analysis, and it's very, very good. So, yeah, but if we did, we'd lose that if we went to Brachos. So. Okay. Good. So, what is on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph? David, you have it, since you defended the Kamai. What? The Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah, of course, is that erva. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Mishnah says kol shehi iser erva lo choletzes v'lo misyavemas. Okay. And then the first line of the Gemara. To exclude tsaras islandis, right? According to Ravasi. What is Tsaras Islandis according to Ravasi?
Tsaras Islandis is...
what's sure. A din? That the Tsaras Islandis is also potur, yeah. Even though it's not in the Mishnah. Yeah. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Mishnah, the Erba, the Mishnah is to exclude Tsaras Islandis.
To include in the Mishnah as excluded from Yibu.
It would, meaning... it would have been, included, correct. That's the Zaklal, I'm saying it wrong. Zaklal is to include Tsaras Islandis, right? Even though it's not in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Then you have the other day in the Gemara.
Yeah, we get that. Kol Shehi Isura Isra Erva. Kol Shehi Isura Isra Erva. He de Asira Tsarta Ha Tsart. He de Asira Tsart. He de Asira Tsarta Hawo Isura Isra Erva. Kol Shehi Isura Isra Erva. He de Asira Tsarta. Hawo Isura Isra Erva. Tsarta Lo Asira.
Right, the Lokravasi, meaning, okay, so that's the, as we've noted a few times, and, you know, this is very, very important, and, you know, the question whether Islandis triggers Eishes Ach, a similar question to what we were dealing with just now, right, whether Islandis, because Islandis is not an Erva, right, per se. It's that the Ishus, it's in that respect, it's something closer to Machzik Rishaso and Sota, but not really, not as a pagam, not as nothing toxic about it. He was married to this islandess. He knew that she was an islandess. There's no Mekach Tolis, otherwise it wouldn't be a problem, right? So he's married to the islandess, but since it's a marriage which excludes the possibility of Hakamas Zera, right, so the question, so she for sure is excluded from Yibam and Chalitza, no question about that. The question is there also Ptur Tzara? So, like, why would there be? There's no shame Erva, right? That's the problem. So the answer is, the shame Erva, according to Ravasi, is Eishes Ach. Okay? And the other Mandamar, Deloker Ravasi, says no, there's no Eishes Ach, you know, in that case, either because there's no Eishes Ach, right, or because Eishes Ach can never really trigger, you know, Tzara, right? That gets you, or at least in these kind of circumstances. I already mentioned that what people say in the name of Reb Chaim, which is that idea, or at least that it's very, you know, it's not so simple to speak about Eishes Ach as the source of the Iser Tzara, we also have in the Ritva, and it's the Ritva on that daf, on daf Chaf, explaining the Mandamar, that Islandness, you know, is not a Ptur Tzara, because the language of the Ritva is, you know, Eshasach doesn't create Tzara, or at least, you know, this kind of Eshasach doesn't create Tzara, as we've discussed. Okay. So, good, fine. That's the Gemara. What does that have to do with us? Ah. So the Rishonim, Tani, are troubled by, why didn't the Gemara say Tzaras Sota, or, and Tzaras Masu Grishaso? Why wouldn't they be included, you know, in this, right? That's what, so what Bali Tosis discussed that question. David, do you have it there? I didn't give you a look at it in advance, so you could, if you don't want to, you don't have to, but, you know, hopefully you've seen it anyway. And the Afchav from the top, Tosis there. What does Tosis say?
Yeah, the Paka is Rishasaf, the Yahuwa Zira, wa Akar Shigersha, Vichyehi the Paka.
That's a question, right? What? Am I reading the wrong? No, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, the second
one,
right? Yeah,
that's
one
of
the text that's
the second text of
text. Oh, it's
the second one. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah, that's what happens. You don't have the Gemara in front of you. Devoted to brothels. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, that's how he starts. That part we discussed earlier in the year, right? Rashi says that it's implicit in the Mishnah. Tosa says it isn't, but keep going. Yeah. Oh, meaning?
Doesn't teach Sota Matsugirshaso because Ionis is closer to the Arius in the Mishnah.
The Arias of the Mishnah are all about exclusively the relationship between the Yavam, right, and the Yavama. And Islandis, you know, has something to do with that as well. What is assuming that it's Eshasach, correct? Which probably is. And therefore, you know, the Gemara speaks about it as opposed to Masa Grishaso and Sota. Which, now Tosis doesn't say what they are, he just says, you know, what they're not. Meaning, it's not only a problem, unlike Islandis, which is only, like the other Erevas, which is only a problem with the Yavam, it has nothing to do with the Nais, right? That's not true, says Tosis, about Tzarasota, about Sota and Masa Grishaso. What he doesn't tell us, this is not the main point that I want to bring out, but I want to bring that out also. What he doesn't say is, Masu Grishaso and Sota are only problems with the mace? Or because they're a problem with the mace, or are they also a problem with the Yava? They're just, you know, both. That he doesn't say. So we'll see formulations of that in just a second. But either way, it highlights, you know, what's so mechudash about Sota and Masa Grishaso, right? But aside from that, what Tosa is saying isn't mechudash, right? The question was a good question, and the answer is a pretty good answer. Oh. However, if you look at the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rajba, and the Ritva, so they say more interesting things. One second. Yeah. So if you look at the Ramban, if somebody has it, Al-Atar, we'll start with the Ramban. Right? The Ramban asks this question. Here. The Hai Delo Amar Masu Grishaso, Mishum Dahasam Likula Alma Choletes. First of all, it's interesting that the Ramban split the Masu Grishaso and the Sota. Okay? So he starts off the Masu Grishaso, and with regard to Masu Grishaso, he says, there, Lekula Alma Choletes, the Lav Erva Hi Umasnisen Erva Ktani, Velo Choletes Velo Mitzyavemes Ktani. Right? So first of all, just to be aware, right, this line of Lekula Alma, Chalitza actually in the first line footnotes points this out as well, but we know this, you know, just like he knows it, and that is, the Ramban is Lashitaso, right, the Chachmei Sfarad think that even Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, right, holds that what? Even Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, who says that the Zin of Tuba in Matzah Grushaso, even he holds that there is Chalitza, right? The Bali Tosis didn't give that answer, you know, presumably, because they think that's wrong. For them, if there's Tuma Ke'erva and Matzah Grushaso, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, as we saw, that's Tosis on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, then there's an exclusion of Chalitza as well. Okay, so that's Ha'ara number one. But having said that, this is very interesting because, meaning, you know, the fact that there is, right, the Ramban is saying it at least in this day, the fact that there is Chalitza proves that there's no Erva. It's not like there's Erva Lagabe Yibum, but there's no Erva. It's a Tuma Ke'erva, so the whole thing is Mechudash, you know, to begin with. So partly the question is, like when we say Tumah Ke'erva, one of the things that we've been implicitly discussing, whether it's in, you know, whether Safek Sota is a Safek Erva, whether it's about Yoharig Valyavar, whether it's about Reb Chaim's line about, you know, a Dover Mesuyam for Yibum, you know, and now, you know, for the, you know, what about Chalitza, is like how it's a Kafa Dimyon and it's not an Achrimos. On the other hand, you know, it seems to be, you know, at least it's a din misuyam in Yibum, right? So this formulation that you can't have chalitza and erva on any level, right, is an important formulation. Okay, umasnisen erva ktani velo chalitza velo misyavendis ktani, both. Okay.
Doesn't that imply maybe the opposite?
What?
Doesn't that like the gratuitous formulation
imply maybe the opposite? That what? He's emphasizing
like it's neither erva and there's chalitza, and in the Mishnah
he
uses the term erva and says there's not chalitza.
The Mishnah says it's erva and there's no, so he's saying Masu Grishaso couldn't qualify because number one, it's not an erva.
Right.
Viharaya, there's chalitza.
Why does it
and number two, the, you know, even if you were to argue that doesn't exclude it as an erva, you know, it still doesn't fit in the Mishnah because the Mishnah is talking about there's no yibum and chalitza. So he's saying there are two strikes against Masa Grushasa. One is it doesn't have a shame erva, and number two, even if it did, is that what you're trying to say? The even if it did part?
Right.
Okay. I mean, yeah, but I'm saying it's not like he. I mean, he's saying Mishum Dehasam Lekula. I'm sorry, Choletzus Velav Erva He. That's like the end of the way I'm reading it. He's saying, like, you know, that's a bigger chiddush to say it that way, you know, and that's true, and therefore it doesn't. And the Mishnah says erva, you know. Moreover, you know, I don't think he's saying oh tu deos, you know, and there, but and it's therefore, you know, according to the first it's this and the second it's that. He's saying definitively. I'm saying the language. He's saying definitively it's not an erva. The haraya there's chalitza, right? And therefore it doesn't fit into the first words of the Mishnah. Of course, it doesn't fit into the rest of the Mishnah either.
Right, that was and, the only thing that I was saying, is that maybe...
No, I understand.
It's not the haraya, but it's just that he...
And the second also, second point is even if it is an erb. Is that what you're trying
to... No.
Oh.
The only thing I'm saying differently than Rebbe is that how we know that it's not an erba might not be because of the chalitza, but because they're in the Shitaso, objectively, Master Rishaso is not an erba.
He's saying Masu Grushaso Mishum the Hasam Lekula Alma Cholatzes Velav Ervahi. Isn't that the because it's Cholatzes, it can't be an Erva. That's what I think. Oh, okay, whatever. That's number one. It doesn't end there. What about Sarasota? Sarasota doesn't have the same, you know, Lishitaso of the Ramban. He doesn't hold like the Ravid or the Ra'ah, right? So he holds, that clock is accurate, right? He holds that, you know, we have to be there just to find out who's giving the direct. It doesn't seem like it's me, so. So, Sota, On a serious level, we could all use chizuk for sure. Sara Sota is now, you know, doesn't have the chalitza, you know, proof that it's not an erva. Is it an erva? And if not, if it is, rather, why didn't the Gemara quote that? Sara Serva Nami Loasi. Ah. The lab iser erva he. Here I would, you know, double underline the iser part. Because Masa Grushaso, he's telling you it was not erva. Meaning it's not even a shame erva, because otherwise, in his opinion, there would be no zika and no chalitza. Right? But sota, where there is no chalitza and zika, right? So it's hard to say that there's no shame erva, but it is true, maybe, that there's no iser erva. Right? Tuma ksivbo ke'erva, but it's not in the parsha. Right? So there's a shame erva, according to this line, but not an iser erva. Velo mimaet ela mishum de tuma ksivba karayos. So this is just so interesting in its own right. This isn't the part that Tani was pointing out, but we'll get to that in a second. But since we're talking about it, I figure we'll talk about it now and can get this. So again, this whole question of tuma ke'erva, both in Machzu Grushaso, and again, you also see from here, even though the Ramban himself, maybe this, you know, supports my reading a little bit, right? The Ramban, you know, was troubled, you know, even though he was rejecting the Ravid, by the fact that there seems to be a discrepancy between the Tuma Ke'erva of Machzu Grushaso and of Sota. But here, very subtly, I admit very subtly, on Chaf Amud Aleph, right, he certainly is more restrictive of the Tuma Ke'erva of Machzu Grushaso than he is of the Tuma Ke'erva of Sota. Now, again, the way I was suggesting is that he, you know, if he reads like the Rajba's own conclusion, which is, you know, the fact is that it affects Tzara, and maybe the Acher V'lo Liyavam, you know, and the Tuma Ke'erva, you know, enhance each other. So then the idea that there maybe is a Shem Erva, even though there's no Iser Erva, but a Machzu Grushaso, there's not even a Shem Erva, makes sense, maybe. But either way, I think these are all ha'aros to make. Aval Islandis, kivin de lo shayach ba yibum, eshes akshelo b'moko mitzvahi. The iser erva, karina, again, it's very meduyak. It's not only a shame erva, eshes ach, but you actually would violate the iser, and iser erva, karina. Again, when you violate sota, it's she's a sota labala, right? Maybe for the Baal it would be an Iser Erva. I'm not even sure of that. Right? But for the Yavam it's an Iser Erva. There's no kares, there's no shame, there's no even relationship between them. But that's not true about Eishes Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah and so on. Good. Obviously doesn't think that Eishes Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah kicks in as a result of the exclusion of Yibum. You know, not for Machzu Grushaso and not for Sota. Then he says, "V'yesh mefarshim." This is like the opposite. "Dilo asi mechlala mishum dekivin detuma ksiv beka." This the Rajba doesn't have at all. But "V'yesh mefarshim dilo asi mechlala mishum dekivin detuma ksiv ba kearayos isura iser erbahi." This is like, you know, 180 degrees in the other direction, the other extreme. He's saying, you know why the Mishnah, you know, I'm sorry, Gemara doesn't exclude or include, sorry, Sota and Machzu Grushaso, you know, because it's the diuk is in the Mishnah is what? Klal Umru. Right? So he said, that isn't a klal. The klal is, you know, this is straight out. It's like the most, you know, direct. It's Tuma Ke'erva. It's not, oh, this is an example of Erva. It's in the Parsha of Arayos. No, it's Tuma Ke'erva. So what he's saying is, Dilo Osi Mechlala, Mishum Dekibit Tuma Ksiba Karayos, Isura Isur Ervayi. Now he's saying that is he saying it about Masu Kshasa also? I'm not sure, despite the Chalitza. Or is he saying this probably only about Sota, I'm guessing, right? Which is, you know, is a shame erva. Maybe it's even an Isra erva, which is, all these are different deos about Tomeka erva. And then he says, Ubalo klal Isuva masnisin. You don't need to say klal kol sheishba erva, right? It's in the Mishnah because it is erva. Not Yejba, as opposed to what? Ilanis, she's not an erva, right? It's just that because she's not Ru'uya Leleid, that triggers Eishasach. So it's a derivative erva through the klal. Whereas Sota, probably not Maksigushaso, is a straight shame and Iser erva. Then he says, Umiyo Lelishna Basra, meaning the one that says that Eishasach is not, Ikalamim Rabbi Yuta Filotzara Sota. Because then we're not contrasting it. The Alpha Gav, the Isura Isur Erva, the Matzina Lameda Kolshi Isura Isur Erva, Hu Niu Da Sira, Klomar Kulu. Avot Sarasa Lo Asira, Kulu Ik El Ikemin Ayu Deshari, behind it Saras Islandis, Hu Adin Latzara Sota. Elamishum the sphere of Karab, Lomrin and Haki. Okay, fine. Then in the end he says, Vyesh Mefarshim, this is like Tosis' answer, but look at the language. The Mishnah is always cases where the erva is to the yava. The sota erva lebal. Right? The chain machsir grushaso. Sota is an erva labal. Okay, here he already has the chain machsir grushaso. Is he putting him back in the erva even though it's an erva legabe yibum, just not legabe chalitza? Or he just means it's an iser, you know, and he doesn't say the words erva. But sota erva labal is an interesting, you know, formulation. Okay, good. What does the Rajba say? So the Rajba, this is what Tani was pointing out, and I was aware of it also. First of all, when on this last answer, the language of the Rajba is this, it's his first answer, like Tosis. The Sota Asurahi Bain Labal Bain Liyava. So he doesn't say Erva. I mean, the Ramban says Erva, you know, Labal. Does that mean it's not an erva liyava? And the Rajba says, Sota Asura Bein Labal Bein Liyava, which is factually, you know, correct, but maybe he's avoiding saying the word shame. Anyways, either way. But the bigger point is, Odesh Mefarshim is his formulation of this other view. The Sota Lav Mishum Ervahi, right? Again, the Rabban just said that Sota is not Iser Erva, even though it's a Shame Erva. The Rajba goes further. The Sota Lav Mishum Ervahi, the He Bas Yibum He, right, Tani? That's the key line. That's a very remarkable line. Ela Shemaseh Haroim Gormula Uksiva Batuma Karayos. Aval island is kiv de la bas yibum eishasach shalom mokar mitzvahi de iser erva karina ba. So he's contrasting erva and iser erva of eishasach with sota, saying that sota isn't even a shame erva according to this view, but more than that, he bas yibum elashemaseh haroim garmula. Whoa. You want to say that about Suffolk Sota? Maybe. Right? I'm not even sure that Rabbi Kivager would agree to say that about Suffolk Sota, frankly. Would you say that about Vadai Sota and Tuma Ke'erba? The answer is the Rajba is saying a very tamped-down Tuma Ke'erba. It's just a din in Yibum, essentially. maybe that din in Yibum still requires only Vadai. That's what I was wondering before, how that works in with the other. And Hua Din Dava Matzila Meimar in the continuate Limutei Tzara Zerba. The Koskein Zu She'ena Erva. So it's a much more forceful. They don't talk about the Ramban so much in the things here, but if you compare the Ramban and the Rajba, there are differences both in Matzah Grishaso and especially in Sota. El Mishum de Kaimelon Karav Lomrin and Haki. Okay. Okay. Good. The Ritva. Do I have another minute?
You have 7 minutes.
I have 7 minutes? Oh, yeah. Well, they're starting. Oh, I'll give you a minute to get down there. But the Ritva says the following. The Acherim Pirshu de lo kori arayas el islandis shelo kiriyas olam liyavam, etc. Aval sota shadavar acher gorem la la sosa erva ulahamida beiser eishas ach de lo kori le erva denaisi la bimasnisin. So this is another formulation. Remember that the Rajba, you know, when it comes to Chalitza, makes this difference between Davrach or Gorimla, you know, and something more fundamental. So the Ritva doesn't say exactly what the Rajba says here, which is that the problem in Sota Vadai is that she's Bas Yibume Ella Davar, you know, Masel Haroi. But he's basically saying that idea, but he's using the language that the Rajba likes to use when he's explaining why there's Zika, even though here there's no Zika. But Acherim Pirshu de lo kori erva el islandis. Right? Shelo kariya solam. Avosota shedavar acher garam la la sosa erva. I mean, she's not an intrinsic erva. She's an erva because of her behavior. Is that all he means? Or does he mean, therefore she's not an erva at all, this is just a pagam in Ibo? Or does he mean the problem is between her and her husband, and now the derivative of that, is she an erva for her husband, or is she only an erva for Yavam, or is she neither? Hard to know. But the language is very interesting. Again, davar acher gorem la la sosa erva la hamida. This is also interesting. Be'iser eishes ach de lo kori le erva denar bi lo bimasnisin. So he also says that a sota violate eishes ach, which is what the Mishnah Balak was arguing against the Mari Galant, right? But isn't so pashut at all. Okay. Avakisha Isar Erva Shieshba Eina Elamishum Eshasach Dilohabalayib. This is that ritva that we saw that Rab Chaim type, when it's talking about islandness, then maybe Lochashiv Erva Lasos Tarasa Kemosa. Vasilimute Tsaras islandness. Koshkin Demiet Tsaras Sota Shahayala Shasa Kosher Vinasra Vinasis Erva Labal Kimo liyavam. So here he's saying she becomes an erva labal liyavam, but only because of her actions, not because of her objective status, and that's a different kind of erva. The efshar, demilisha the cause of dafka nokatzoras island is dilutzoras sota shayla shasa kosher. That's what he keeps emphasizing. Kibudet tuma ksivba karayos asa kosuv ke erva de tesvav nashin. Okay, so Bikitsur, we're going to stop here, but the Lishonos, several Lishonos in the Ramban, the significant addition in the Rajba, and also the very significant formulations in the Ritva, all highlight the scope of Tumah Ke'erva, all also are relevant to the relationship between Masa Grushaso and Sota, and really add, illuminate further, you know, the chiddush of Tumah Ke'erva and its dinim. Okay, so what we need to do just to finish all this up is I want to go back to that Rashi and Sota for a minute on Vav Amud Aleph and the Meiri. I want to talk about, if you get a chance to look at the Karen Ora and Sota, it's worth looking at as well. And then I want to talk just a little bit more about Malkus for the Rambam. That's Perek Yud Aleph, what appears in Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos Geirushin. I'm sorry, Yud Aleph Geirushin, Yud Beis through Yud Dalid. Either way, we need this for Maksa Grishaso and for... Does the Rambam hold that there is Malkus Doraisa for Sota Vadai? Is he Mechalik between Sota Vadai and Sota Safek for sure? What does he hold about Sota Vadai? So that... is the Rambam Midrash Geirushin Yud Aleph Yud Beis through Yud Dalid? All the notes that Kalim speak there, Magen Mitzvah Kesef Mishnah Lecha Mishnah. Also, Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf Beis. Reb Chaim speaks about that in the end of his piece. He has a separate piece also there in Aleph Chaf Beis. Obviously, all the notes that Kalim there speak about this question as well. So, you know, look up those, you know, those Rambams. Yeah, we'll talk more about it in terms of Maksu Grishaso. And then, you know, just whatever else I gave you on Suffolk Sota to finish up, and then we'll turn our attention briefly to Matsu Grishaso, and then do a Yibam and Chalitza, you know, little addition to that. Okay.